This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been doing an inductive study of Solomon's dedicatory prayer after he built the temple. It's found in 2 Chronicles 6, 14 through 42. We've considered what it says and what it means. Now let's consider the question, so what? Our answer should be in the form of some applications we can make to our lives. It's clear that Solomon put significant preparation into this prayer. The primary heart preparation was to humble himself before the mighty, majestic God. Humility is essential when coming to God in prayer. Then Solomon focused first on God and worshiped him. He wanted God to come and dwell in the temple he had built, but he acknowledged that the temple could not contain him. Similarly, as believers, we are the temple of God. God promises to dwell within us. Are we overwhelmed, as Solomon was, by realizing God's greatness and our unworthiness to have him dwell within us? That led to an awareness of his sin and that of God's people. They needed to acknowledge their sin and turn to God in repentance if they were to receive forgiveness. We too need forgiveness if we want to be heard by a holy, majestic God and receive answers to our prayers from him. Therefore, to pray effectually, we must humble ourselves before God, worship him by affirming what is true about him, confess our sins, seeking his forgiveness, and believe that our covenant-keeping God will answer. Solomon expected that those who were God's children would rejoice in God's goodness, verse 41. You too can expect the same because of God's covenantal love toward you.